Disney explains cancellation of lesbian witch Star Wars series The Acolyte. By David Ng on December 23, 2024. A high-ranking executive for the Walt Disney Company has offered an explanation why the woke Disney Plus Star Wars spin-off series The Acolyte was cancelled after just one season, saying the show didn't perform well enough to justify its cost, which one estimate put close to $250 million. In a recent interview with Vulture, Disney Entertainment co-chairman Alan Bergman addressed the decision to axe The Acolyte, a Star Wars spin-off series featuring a coven of lesbian witches. The show also featured a transgender actor in a major role. As it relates to Acolyte, we were happy with our performance, but it wasn't where we needed it to be given the cost structure of that title. Quite frankly, to go and make a season 2, Bergman told the outlet. That's the reason why we didn't do that. As Breitbart News reported, one estimate put the cost of The Acolyte at nearly $250 million to produce. The price tag for the show is estimated to be $231 million, or about $29 million per episode. The revelation of the stunning cost came after The Acolyte showrunner Leslie Headland promoted the series as the gayest Star Wars ever. Disney has faced mounting backlash for promoting the LGBTQ agenda, especially gender nonconformity, in its entertainment aimed at kids. In 2022, the Disney Plus series Baymax featured a transgender man who menstruates and gives advice on which maxi pad to buy, the one with wings. Disney's Marvel superhero series Loki revealed that its title character is gender fluid. However, Disney recently removed a transgender storyline in its upcoming Pixar series Win or Lose, signaling a possible reversal in the studio's embrace of gender nonconformity for children. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.